Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news today. Well, hopefully I'm in Hawaii or took a day off or something. This is mostly a rerun with this new fresh open here at the top. So what I'm going to play for you is an episode from year one of this podcast when a lot fewer people listened. The origin here is I was watching Seinfeld one day and I looked at Jerry's bookcase and I thought I saw porn. And I did an investigation on it. I actually did two weekend episodes about it way back when. So I'm going to share that with you today. Hopefully I don't have COVID and I'm just in Hawaii. Enjoy. Let me cut to the chase. I think Jerry Seinfeld's character on Seinfeld has a whole bunch of porn sitting on his shelf and he just keeps it out in the open. I was watching the episode with Mr. Bookman. This is the library cop who is chasing Jerry down. And they're standing in front of Jerry's bookshelf, and I noticed Jerry had all these homemade VHS tapes. Those of you a certain age, you record Star Trek off Channel 11 and write Star Trek in marker on label. So Jerry's got a bunch of those on his shelf, and I started to read the titles, and I was like, wait, am I making something up here that's not actually there? But I found an image where it's zoomed in. I'll read you the titles. You can decide for yourself. So these are all the on Jerry's shelf in the Bookman episode. He's got a bunch of handwritten VHS tapes. Here are the titles. Easy Love. The second one I can't make out. The third one, Gunfights. Okay. Fourth one, Ode to Desire. The next one, Rugburn. The next one's called The Title. All right. But then the next one appears to have three X's on it and a word I can't quite make out. S-E-R-I something something, but X-X-X sir something. The one after that is love, second word, C-H, and something is blocked by Jerry's head. So I'm wondering, does this guy just have a bunch of porn out on the shelf and doesn't care and doesn't even use the old school trick of labeling it, say, you know, Superman 3 or something? Just asking. If you go down this rabbit hole, you will find other images of Jerry's shelf. I'm looking at one here, and I think this is later in the series, where Jerry apparently has some video games. There's clearly SimCity sitting on the shelf. He's got two copies of the movie True Colors, must really like that. He's got Pretty Woman, Child's Play, The Hunt for Red October, Arachnophobia, and a bunch of others. So that's one of the images you can find. So then I found a fun website. At first, I'm an idiot, and I thought most of these were real. So this was a really good job by a website called xrentshell.blogspot.com. So they've got another screen grab of some of the titles that are on Jerry's shelf. So the titles are actually there, but I was an idiot and thought maybe some of these were real movies. So the movies fictional Jerry has, Rochelle Rochelle, and according to X-Rent Hell, they made up that this would star Jeremy Irons and came out in 1987. So stupid me, as I was reading this, was like, oh yeah, all right, maybe that was a real movie. Who knew? And then Death Blow, starring Tom Selleck from 1990. I should have realized that that didn't make sense. I also believed in Cold Fusion from 1989, starring Linda Hamilton. And then I felt really stupid. Prognosis Negative, the movie George really wanted to go see, according to this website, stars Mark Harmon, Holly Hunter, Timothy Hutton, and Ernest Borgnine, a brooding courtroom melodrama told via a dizzying array of multiple flashbacks. And I was like, oh, it's a real movie. All right, so I'm reading this, and I eventually got to Blimp, the Hindenburg Story, starring Joe Piscopo. And I was like, wait, what? That's a movie? And I went to Google Blimp the Hindenburg Story starring Joe Piscopo. It is not. And then I realized I was being punked. Again, I'm being punked by a funny website who knows that people like me are stupid. The movies actually appear as cases in Jerry's apartment, but there is no Blimp the Hindenburg Story starring Joe Piscopo, although I really wish there were. The other movies in Jerry's apartment, Checkmate, Firestorm, Blame It on the Rain, Chunnel, 32 Miles of Hell, that's a funny title, Sack Lunch, starring Dabney Coleman. You would watch that. But again, I am fascinated. Later in the series, we were able to start recognizing more items on the shelf. They did a really good job here looking at halfassproductions.com. Jerry's got NES games, Super Spike Volleyball, I owned that, Tetris, SimCity, and World Cup. So that TV in Jerry's apartment that we really don't see too much, does he have a Nintendo hooked up to it? Does he play these games? When does he play them? Some of his VHS collection, no, not the ones I mentioned earlier, Wired, Copacabana, starring Groucho Marx, Benny Hill's Video Follies, and Arachnophobia, True Colors, Pretty Woman, The Crying Game, Child's Play 2, Back to the Future 3, Goodfellas, Hunt for Red October, Driving for Distance, which is a golf video, Saving Par from the Sand, also a golf video. Does Jerry play golf?
Well, apparently he does. Let's go off on another tangent from golf.com. 9 times golf is mentioned. Number 9, the magic loogie. Jerry debunks a story by Newman and Kramer that a singular spitter attacked them after a Mets game. Jerry borrows a golf club from Kramer, which he was using as a walking stick to help state his case. Okay. Number 8, Kramer is a hashtag golf guy. The only real work Kramer ever did on Seinfeld was on his swing. Why go to the driving range when you can go to Jerry's apartment? Number 7, the rules are very clear about that. Kramer enters Jerry's apartment. Irate over an encounter on the course with his playing partner. According to Kramer, he picked up his ball and cleaned it off before hitting his next shot. That's a big no-no in golf. All right, so far this is Kramer as a golfer. Number 6, Stan the Caddy. Stan the Caddy brought out the best in Kramer's game, so Kramer is a golfer. Maybe they're Kramer's videos. Number 5, Kramer's sand game. And we see that when Kramer's doing a swing on the beach. Number 4, Kramer says, I can't go back to the public courses now. Number 3, who wants to have some fun? The sheer excitement on Kramer's face when asking Jerry and George to take a ride to hit balls is one we all have after being cooped up from a long winter. Number 2, Kramer stinks at golf. The ball's just sitting there and I can't hit it. Number 1, is that a Titleist? That's when George saves a beach whale as a faux marine biologist when he discovers an obstruction in the blowhole. Yes, it was Kramer's one good shot from his beach session. So I don't know if Jerry plays, but I guess Kramer does. Jerry also has a big collection of board games. Half-assproductions.com did a list of them. They are Taboo, Scrabble, Battleship, Clue, Jenga, Yahtzee, Risk, Stratego, and Channel Surfing. And we do actually see Jerry play Scrabble twice in the series, and he plays Battleship once. So that's what's on Jerry's shelf. See you guys tomorrow.